The latest snapshot in the race for governor is in with the release of the new WPR St. Norbert survey. Big picture among registered voters, Scott Walker is ahead with 46% of those surveyed compared to 43% for Mary Burke. Among likely voters, that lead narrows to 47% to 46%. Both results are within the margin of error and both have an undecided vote big enough to swing the race.
But the survey also tried to dig into why voters supported their candidate or why they hadn't made up their minds yet. Wendy Scattergood joins us to share those findings. She's assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College, where she works with the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. Wendy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, beyond the head-to-head part of the survey, you tried to figure out why voters support their candidates. How hard is it in polling to measure that kind of thing?
It's fairly difficult. One of the ways that we do it, in fact, this is always my favorite question to do, is to ask an open-ended question of what was the primary or the biggest factor in your vote choice for that person. And that really gives us a lot of detailed information because the people who work in the Strategic Research Institute, they're just typing in exactly what the people say. So I find that the most interesting way of trying to get at what are the issues and what are the characteristics of the candidates that people are really thinking about in their vote choice.
Well, and looking at the results, looking at the whole survey, I've got to say this was the number or the set of numbers that leapt out at me. Can you tell us about the top reasons for supporting Governor Walker and the top reason for supporting Mary Burke?
Yeah, this was really interesting. So the primary reason for supporting Scott Walker was his track record. The general policies, people think that things are going on the right track. They like him. They agree with his values. And 40% of the people who were voting for Scott Walker said that was their reason. On the Mary Burke side, the primary reason, 61% of Mary Burke voters said that this was an anti-Walker vote. So what's interesting about that is they're not per se voting for her as much as they're voting against Walker.
That seems amazing. I don't know if you ask this regularly in governor's races, but is this an outlier? Is this a normal thing for it to be so much about the incumbent?
Mm-hmm. It's fairly normal. I would say we do ask this question, and it is higher than I expected, although not out of the ballpark unexpected. And we do definitely see when you have a challenger running against an incumbent that you're going to find that sort of anti-incumbent sentiment.
And another thing that surprised me from that question is for supporters of Governor Walker, only 4% listed Act 10, right? This big controversial centerpiece of his career as governor. 4% said that's why they support the governor.
Right. But I think a lot of the people were taking a lot of issues together, and that's where they're saying, I agree with his policies more generally. And then also a lot of people wanted to say a lot of things.
Okay.
They just will list them out in a big long list. And because we really only code for one thing, I code the first thing that they say. So in some cases, Act 10 may be in their long list of things, but it may not come out as the number one thing.
So yeah, it might be surprising if a lot of people said this one policy and this one thing alone rather than that as part of the whole.
Right, which is good. I mean, it's good that people are looking at, you know, sort of more complex set of issues rather than just being single issue voters.
Well, looking at issue by issue, you also asked the people you surveyed to compare the expected performance on a variety of issues between Scott Walker and Mary Burke. So let's start with the money stuff, jobs, budget, taxes, that sort of thing. Where did people fall on that?
Generally, people thought that Scott Walker would do a better job. It's fairly equal on the creating jobs in Wisconsin. 47% said that Scott Walker would be better at it versus 45% for Mary Burke. The budget is a little bit bigger. 52% thought that Scott Walker would be better at it than 44% for Mary Burke. And same with taxes. There's quite a range. But when we get to health care, very, very polarized and very equal. Mm-hmm. 44% think that Scott Walker would be better at health care in Wisconsin versus 45% for Mary Burke.
And what issues does Mary Burke come out ahead on?
She comes out ahead on education and the environment, as well as healing the partisan conflict. Although this last one, the healing the partisan conflict had the highest percentage of people saying neither would do that.
So maybe there's a core of people out there who think neither party is going to be the one that that fixes the partisan rift.
Right. And those are a lot of those are the people who are definitely going to vote but haven't made up their mind yet. That's a big chunk of those folks. When I look through all of those categories that we just talked about with jobs and budget and taxes and environment, education, when you're looking at the people who aren't sure who they're going to vote for yet, they were primarily the people that are more likely to say neither, although they are, they actually, a little bit later when we talked about sort of Act 10, they are, for the most part, opposed to that, and they're supportive of Mary Burke's Affordable Care Act support.
Well, that's it. And I know both parties and all political pundits are trying to figure out what that small group of undecided voters is looking at. And it sounds like, compared to the rest of us, they are uncertain about what can be done about the partisan divide.
Yeah, that's very much true. That's why I think we saw a lot of neither candidate would be better. They're also very cynical about the direction of the state. Their approval ratings for Walker are very low. They also rate the economic conditions in the state as fairly low, lower than either of the more partisan voters. So they're pretty cynical about what's going on, which, you know, it could favor Burke because a lot of those indicators are being associated with Walker. And I think when we look at some of the issues with Mary Burke, I think they're just not sure. I think they're just very skeptical about somebody trying to make things better, but they definitely don't like Scott Walker.
Well, it's interesting. They have cynicism. They're not happy with performance. They don't necessarily trust either party. But these are still, we're talking about people who consider themselves likely voters.
Yeah, these are people that said they would definitely vote on November. And that's pretty indicative of Wisconsin being, we have one of the highest turnout rates in the country. And, you know, a lot of people feel that civic duty, but it makes it really difficult when you have these ambivalent feelings of not really liking either party or just being unsure who's really going to do a better job. The people who weren't sure who they're going to vote for were much more likely to watch the debates. 42% of them said they watched the debates, compared to only 17% of Walker voters and 19% of Mary Burke voters. But the plurality of those debate watchers were not sure actually who won, which again shows that ambivalence.
Well, that speaks maybe to the relevance of debates. The undecided voters are watching them in much larger numbers than the people who know who they're going to vote for.
Yeah, absolutely, which is why they are very relevant and important.
Well, one more way you try to get into voter motivation is for each major party candidate, you ran different positives and negatives by people to see if it made them less likely, more likely, or no effect on their voting. Just wanted to hit a couple that have come up in ads a lot. Scott Walker not meeting his goal to create 250,000 jobs. What did voters say about that?
Well, it's most interesting when you break that down by who they're going to vote for. Mm-hmm. So for the people who are going to vote for Scott Walker and, frankly, Republicans, they say it just doesn't matter to their vote. Mary Burke voters, Democrats, think that it does, you know, it would make them less likely to vote, which shouldn't be a surprise. But of the not sures, 42% of them said that it would be less likely to make them vote for Scott Walker.
And were there any other things pro or con with Scott Walker? You asked about reducing taxes, the John Doe investigation. Did any of those sway the not sure voters?
The one thing that popped out the most was actually Act 10, and 62% of the not sure voters said that it would make them less likely to vote for Scott Walker. And I thought that was kind of an interesting finding. Probably the thing that Walker has most in his favor for the not sures is the tax issue.
Interesting. And how about on Mary Burke's side? What stood out as making the undecided voters more or less likely to vote for her?
It was the Affordable Care Act. They were very split here, saying that the plurality of them, 34%, said that it would make them less likely to vote for her, but then there was almost an equal amount saying that it would make them more. So they're definitely interested in that, but they're kind of split on that. The undecideds also liked her experience at Trek.
Well, I bet candidates are going to look at these numbers to figure out what they do in their last couple of weeks of advertising. Thank you, Wendy, so much for sharing this info with us.
Sure, you're welcome.
That was Wendy Scattergood with the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute talking about today's WPR St. Norbert College survey results. You can see more info and results at WPR.org.